weak Solidarity Brekkie team listener win. If our listener took my tip, she, he would have cleaned up, as we declared 3 weeks ago it was odds on. The Socialist Party would support tax cuts for the filthiest rich of the filthy rich, accompanied, we didn't even bother to mention this because it was an unbackable certainty, accompanied by ditching any attempt to prevent the filthy rich making fortunes from the public purse for their investment in ripping off renters, or a correction, in property development, making even the most difficult performances in the Olympic diving pool look very ordinary indeed, as they performed a quadruple backflip with triple piking it. Their moral principled argument that this would prevent the government from attacking them for opposing tax cuts for the filthiest rich of, and massive handouts through negative gearing and other property concessions. Now, the government can just attack them for being spineless, totally spineless. No one... Let's hear Socialist Party Supremo and would-be big Supremo Anthony Albanese explain the backflip. The Socialist Party is providing certainty and clarity to true blue Aussie working families, he explained, and it certainly is. True blue Aussie working families will now have no doubt where our priorities lie. No, they certainly won't, Anthony. By the way, he's on the left of the Socialist Party. Just thought I'd mention that. No need to add there's nothing left on the left of the Socialist Party. Anthony, people are asking if you're approving trillions in handouts to the filthiest rich of, amid record government debt, how will you fund essential government social responsibilities without having to cut essential government social responsibilities? Does that answer your question? Clearly. And I notice you say your focus is on developing an economy that works for working families, not the other way around. How do you plan to do that? By giving trillions in tax cuts to the filthiest rich of the filthy rich. So by trickle down. Yes, the filthy rich guarantee it will trickle down. Like peeing your pants, Anthony, but then what will be your point of difference with the government? Well, that is even more clear. Scummo will want to be big Supremo, and I will want to be big Supremo. It gives true blue Aussie working families a clear choice. As the bard wrote, are all thy hopes, spoils, ambitions shrunk to this small measure? Mentioned last week how the True Blue Aussie Capitalist Review, a great advocate for keeping the economy open no matter how rampant COVID, had sent New South Wales Supremo Gladys Berridge-Lockham-Inn's rating crashing from gold-plated to rusted tin overnight. But those whom the Capitalist Review would regard as gold-plated heroes, those who know what's good for us, the great directors of the great corporations, such esteemed institutions as Telstra and the Witch Bank, which used to be our bank, well, Telstra too used to be ours, how much better off we are that these formerly bloated public inefficiencies are now so efficient and community-minded. Anyway, these highly respected and knowledgeable board professionals held a virtual meeting and gave us the wisdom of that collective knowledge, telling us the government needs an urgent plan for living with COVID, must open all borders, including our international borders, and keep our economy moving. That last bit seemed to be the point of it all. See, told you they are community-minded. We don't mind if the community comes down with COVID as long as we don't. They franked their concern. Caring business must take the lead in advising government, must wrest this responsibility from medical professionals and scientists who have no idea what they're talking about, who put public health ahead of economic health, when we must learn to live with both. Well, not necessarily live with public health, maybe live with public non-health, but the costs of a non-health bit could be met by the public purse from the bits of money they got flogging off all those government profitable enterprises. Oh, no, hang on, that's a problem. That money dissipated years ago. In the satire can't compete department, big Supremo Scuttle then more Lash Sun, a.k.a. Scummo, declared that if expert scientific advice for yesterday's National Cabinet meeting on the vaccination rates that will allow society to reopen were deemed too high or unachievable, economic factors would have to be taken into account. Ditch the science. Well, they've had plenty of practice of that with climate change, if there is such a thing. And given our record, Scuttle then was being very practical, any vaccination rate should be unachievable. On that balancing act, the dichotomy between health and the economy, Radio National the other morning announced, coming up on breakfast, we'll discuss the lockdown with Hayseed and Sheepshit Party Supremo Barnacle and Nobel Prize winner Professor Peter Doherty. And I thought, I wonder which of them will make more sense. Barnacle did say we are all intelligent beings. All. So presumably, he includes himself. Food for thought there, listener, and should we be worried? Very worried, and every right to be so. Poor caring employers asking what Scuttlebem AKA is up to, rejecting calls to restore JobKeeper in its original form, announcing the same handout to affected workers, but with a distressing difference which has caring employers in righteous disbelief. See, we know caring employers in their sundry chambers of profits eulogise JobKeeper for keeping caring employers and lazy avaricious workers conjoined, so to speak. Caring employers with a very special incentive for maintaining the relationship. The very special incentive that the money to pay their workers is channeled through them. Well, not channeled, handed to them. Thus, the distressing difference which has caring employers in righteous disbelief. How dare the government pay directly to workers' money that is intended for those workers? Imagine how the super rich at the exclusive Trubluwazi Golf Club in Sydney must feel, for instance, the oldest golf club in Trubluwazi, redesigned a few years ago when the late great Kerry Puker, Lord Kerry of Waterhouse, father of J.B. Puker, hired Jack Nicklaus to do the job. Last year, the club pocketed $1.5 million in JobKeeper handouts it just forgot to channel to its workers. Well, didn't forget, its CEO increased his pay from $618,000 to $635,000 during the epidemic, and the club announced a $2.7 million profit. One of the numerous recipients of big economic guru Josh Friedem Iceberg's largesse with our money, the Parliamentary Budget Office this week revealed did not meet the qualifications to receive JobKeeper. Money shovelled down 18 well-manicured Jack Nicklaus-designed holes, so to speak. An estimated $25 billion real figure to companies that ripped off or didn't qualify. Sorry, miscalculated their figures. Retailer Best for Us and Less for Workers, a good example, which received $42.7 million in JobKeeper payments and channeled a whopping $15.7 million of that to its workers who were supposed to get the lot, pocketing the little $26.9 million difference as pure taxpayer-funded profit. Presumably for its administrative costs in pocketing $26.9 million as pure taxpayer-funded profit. Bad luck for the workers. Thanks to all this, Best for Us increased revenue by 62% despite lockdowns and things. So any wonder Best for Us, Less for Workers is one of the loudest voices calling for the latest worker handouts to be paid directly to the caring employers. For goodness sake, it might have to make its own profit. Even the pro-caring business class aforementioned Capitalist Review was forced to concede that Josh Friedem Iceberg's, quote, has shattered all previous records for the misspending of public money. So any wonder poor caring employers are aghast that for some inexplicable reason Scuttlebem won't hand them all that lovely when all they want to do is show how devoted they are to their lazy avaricious workforces. Job keeper the money. Meanwhile, the Minister for Environmental Sweet Talk, Susan Lees and Dregs, described her successful trip to prevent the World Heritage Council declaring the not-so-great barrier reef endangered as a great victory for Trubluwazi. Just a pity it wasn't such a great victory for the not-so-great, but thankfully, due to the obvious, we couldn't see the tears blending into their surrounds as the polyps and the array of marine life heard the news. Susan obviously believes in that admirable philosophy, don't do today what you could put off until tomorrow. Meaning, for the not-so-great reef, there may not be too many tomorrows. Knew that item would cheer you up, listener. Scuttlebem and his economic genii, like Josh Friedem Icebergs, have urged retirees to draw down, as they call it, their super. Spend up before you die, they urged, which would, I imagine, require a semblance of prescience. But what if they get it wrong, ScoMo, run out of money, check their pulse, and find they're still breathing? Then it's obviously time to die. See, nothing but practical, ScoMo, Josh and the team. On super, the Worspac Bank superannuation arms were fined $3 million this week, pocket money really, over fee for no service breaches exposed in the Her Most Gracious Majesty's Finance Con Mission. Bloody hell. Damn, those terms of reference were thrown in by the then Get the Evil Unions Out of the Way Minister, Kelly, why a worker so evil, to get the Union Industrial Funds, and they stuffed it up. They got the wrong lot. They got the non-evil goodies. Our discovery that lots of the non-evil goodies ripped off, got their figures a bit mixed up and incorrectly, that is illegally, but of course inadvertently illegally, claimed JobKeeper and then forgot to pass most of it on to the workers whom they so care about. Finally, given the government's determination to reclaim public money allegedly ripped off, exemplified by its erroneous robo-debt attacks on the poorest of the poor and their horrendous effects on the poorest of, we can be certain all those caring employers must be shaking in their boots as they await the rigid hand and unrelenting threats of a government determined to reclaim the billions that in this case were ripped off. And back to where we started. The odds on certainty of the Socialist Party supporting the filthiest rich of? Well, if you can get on, it's also odds on which way the government will go in prosecuting the filthiest rich of who have ripped off, or, sorry, got their figures a bit mixed up. Good morning.